and stuff, do you still plan, in conjunction with the board, to address redistricting when you're closing these other schools? Is that still the game plan?
That's still the game plan. And thank you, Mr. Lamar, for bringing that up. When we talk about the whole comprehensive plan, we are looking at not only consolidating, but enrollment balancing, redistricting, redrawing attendance lines. We're also, and by the way, as we close buildings, we are also incorporating a decommissioning plan so that perhaps we can partner with the Kemp County Commissioners to look at those empty buildings, that they are charter schools, that are looking for buildings to use them, that can handle the maintenance and operations of those buildings. We're looking at creating green space so that we don't leave an eyesore in the community, which I think is one of the biggest problems that parents are having when they look at closing, when they look at school buildings closing, they're sitting there empty. In some areas, they're very concerned about those buildings becoming a backstop for crime. And we're looking at partnering with different organizations to see how we can make that building or give that building a useful intent so that it doesn't leave a closed outdoor in the community.
Are you familiar with the U.S. Department of Education's ruling, I guess you could say, that non-Title I schools that did not make AYP may be receiving schools? Non-Title I schools that did not make AYP may be receiving schools. The U.S. Department of Education does not say that can't be done.
I'm going to ask Dr. Gary to come up. This is our Title I expert. She knows the law inside out. And when I need a go-to, this is where I go to.
I think that's totally correct. Non-Title I schools that do not make AYP can be a receiving school. However, the decision was made for the DeKalb County school system that if it's a needs improvement school, not to send the students anyway.
It's definitely not good for schools that are overcrowded. I mean, you know, a different decision, I think, needs to be made, really.
Dr. Beasley, I need you to phone up and keep it to about 5:30.
Good morning, everyone.